This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has warned that the Ebola case detected in the city of Goma in Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday could be a game changer in the scale of the outbreak. As this first case in Goma was being identified, DRC Health Ministry officials announced that two people working on Ebola prevention were killed over the weekend after receiving death threats. It's the latest in a string of assaults on Ebola prevention efforts. The United Nations Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
United Nations Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock, speaking at a news conference, said there is a need to have a stronger international response to prevent Ebola from spreading in Central Africa. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the United States illegally got off to a slow start on Sunday. In targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by to offer sanctuary and advice. New York City Council member Carlos Menchaca said the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort in his district paid off. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. This is VOA News.